جی السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. سو وی موونگ آن ناؤ ٹو سورۃ الزلزال. سورۃ الزلزال, زلزال لٹرلی مینز دا کوئک. الزلزال مینز دا کوئک, لائک واٹ یو ول کال این ارتھ کوئک. زلزلہ is a word in used for earthquake. So this surah here, Surah Az-Zilzal, this is a Madani surah, meaning it was revealed after Hijrat, and it has 8 verses in the surah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences the surah. Allah Ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها. When the earth will be trembled with its quake, that means when the earth, there will be such an earthquake, such devastation that will come on earth. Now all this is referring to Qiyamah. So, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. Now, we'll do the tafsir. Let's just do the translation first, and then we will do the tafsir of the surah. So, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, and the earth will bring forth its burdens. In other words, the earth will take out whatever is in it, will bring forth its burdens. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا, and man will say, what has happened to it? Because we are used to seeing earth subdued, lifeless, doesn't move, doesn't do its own thing. We walk on it, we drive on it, we ride on it, we fall on it, we build on it, no problem. Earth doesn't protest. And now all of a sudden, earth is doing something which in our eyes will look abnormal, unnatural. It's spewing out all its weight. So insan will say, ma laha, what is the matter with it? You put it for me? So insan will say, what is the matter with this earth? What happened to it? يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. On that day, it will describe all its happenings. So as we said, that earth normally, it is subdued. And we don't hear earth talking. But on this day, earth will talk. Whatever took place on it, it will talk. It will describe its happenings. Why? بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Because its Rabb will have so commanded it to do. Allah Ta'ala will command earth to speak, to describe whatever took place on earth. يَوْمَئِذِي يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. On that day, people will come back, meaning come back from the place of reckoning. On the plains of reckoning, on Maidan-e-Hashar, on the plains of reckoning, initially everybody will be together. Everybody will be together. Then people will be separated. The believers will be put on the right hand side of the Arsh of Allah. The disbelievers will be put on the left hand side. Allah Ta'ala make us from the people of the right. Then people will be further broken up into more groups. So يَوْمَئِذِي يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا. People will be put into different groups. Why these groupings will take place? لِيُرَوْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ, so that they may be shown their deeds. What is the outcome of their deeds? So people who used to keep a lot of fasts, they fasted a lot. So now they will be in one group. These were the people who loved fasting. Over and above Ramadan Sharif, they kept so many nafal fasts. Those people who love to give charities, so they will be in another group. The shuhada, they will be in another group. The righteous, honest businessmen, they will be in another group. Those people who were tahajjud guzar, you know, they spend the nights in ibadat, they will be in another group. And then the same will happen with sinful people. That sinful people, those who used to engage in certain type of guna, now they will be the adulterers, they will be in one group. The people who used to engage in intoxicants, they will be in one group. The people who used to engage in interest transactions, meaning they had other gunas also, but this was their main guna. So now they will be put in one group. Allah Ta'ala knows now how many different groups, how people will be divided, right? So Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Any person, whoever, does a good deed, خَيْرًا, good deeds, even to the weight of a particle, what we will call like an atom. That means, very, very small deed the person did, very light. He will see it. The person will see it there. No deed will be left out. That's why we mustn't, you know, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَلِيقٍ. They don't consider any good deed to be small. Don't belittle any good deed. Even if it just be meeting your brother with a cheerful face. You didn't give him no sweet, no chocolate, no nothing. You just met the person with a cheerful face. That too is a good deed. That too is a good deed. You just say a good word. That too is a good deed. So don't regard any deed as insignificant. You know, they say, how many 20s make 100? How many 20s make 100? How many 10s make 100? How many 1s make 100? Now if you have 1 rand, and you say, oh, 1 rand, this is nothing, man. Just throw it away. What am I going to do with 1 rand? Tomorrow you want to go and buy something and the item costs 100 rand. You only got 99. You only got 99 rand. The shopkeeper is not prepared to give you 1 rand discount. Now at that time you will realize the value of the 1 rand. That 1 rand I threw away, at that time you will realize the value of that 1 rand. That if I just kept that 1 rand, today I could have purchased this thing. Right? If you go to the toll, you're traveling to Durban, and you go to the toll. And the toll is 16 rand 50 now, I think. How much is the toll now? 16 rand 50 is the toll. If you got 16 rand, you haven't got 50 cents. They won't allow you through. Now you travel all the way, you came there, and you only got 16 rand for the toll. You don't have 50 cents. They're not going to let you go through. Now at that time you'll realize how valuable the 50 cents is. So now on the day of Qiyamah, our good deeds are going to be put in one pan of the scale. Our evil deeds are going to be put in the other pan of the scale. Now imagine if that scale now, the evil deeds are just slightly weightier. That means you just need like 500 grams more of good deeds, and your good deeds will go higher, and you will go to Jannat. Now at that time, amen. After Asr, I was sitting there in the masjid, and instead of reading Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, I tell the sort of waitness, tell him give us, tell him to wait, give us 15 minutes, we'll tell him when he can start cutting. Oh. He needs to do his work to Bichara, but now he can rather go that side. I think it's very noisy when they cut, start cutting tiles. We told him 15 minutes. After 15 minutes then. Gee. Okay. So now at that time you think, I was sitting after Asr, I wanted to run for my cell phone. I wanted to run for my novel. I wanted to run to talk to my friends. At that time, if I just sat and read that 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar, today my scales would have been higher. But here in the dunya, when you got time to read it, you're dreaming. You don't realize the value of it. So never trivialize any good deed. Any opportunity we got to carry out a good deed, do it. Right? Because it is all those little good deeds that will add weight. It's 101 rands that will make that 100 rand. Right? Now if you're missing one, imagine you come on a day of Qiyamah, right? You come on the day of Qiyamah. Just to put it, just for us to understand, for our minds to understand. You come on the day of Qiyamah, and you got 4,900,000 good deeds. Right? So you are allocated you need to go to the third heaven. Right? So now if you have to ask that angel there, that those people that are going to the fourth heaven, how much deeds they got? So he tells you, no man, to make it to the fourth heaven, you need 5 million. Now you only got 4,900,000. Now at that time, how you want to kick yourself? Hey, so many times, I could have just made zikrullah. While I was walking, I could have engaged in some zikrullah. I could have read some Quran Sharif. Right? I could have given some charities. I could have made somebody's khidmat. I could have done something. Right? And today, I would have had the 5 million. I could have went to the fourth heaven. But now, I wasted the opportunity. But in Jannat, there's no regrets. No person will have regrets in Jannat. Allah Ta'ala will make it like that. Everybody will be happy. Right? But you will regret those moments before you are put into Jannat on the day of Qiyamah. You will regret those moments that you didn't spend in Dhikrullah. Right? Because Dhikr is such an easy thing to do. You don't even need to be in wudu. You don't have to be facing any particular direction. You don't have to be in any particular posture. Right? You can be lying down, you're finding it hard to fall off to sleep, you just make zikr. You know, sometimes you're finding it difficult to fall off to sleep. Just engage in dhikrullah. Right? Now, every moment that you're engaging there in dhikrullah, you're getting sawab. making amal on the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much sawab we get? So, never trivialize a good deed. And at the same time, don't trivialize an evil deed. Right? Because on the other hand, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Whoever does even an evil act to the weight of a particle, that too will be there. So, no, this is a small thing, man. It's not a major guna, it's a small thing. That's why the ulama, they tell us, major gunas and minor gunas, that is for the purposes of fiqh. When we committing a guna, we must think to ourselves, against whom am I perpetrating this guna? Look at the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. See, bhai, one person, he takes a shotgun. You know, shotgun, 12 gauge, shotgun with some buckshot. Right? Means big ainis, big buckshot he put inside there, right? And he shoots somebody dead, commits a murder. What would he be tried for in a court of law? In a court of law, what will his trial be for?
Manslaughter,
isn't it? Murder, manslaughter, right? Now take another person. He took a knife. Right? He took a knife and he stabbed somebody. He just cut the person's wrist. Just one slit on the wrist. And that person bled to death. What would he be tried for? Also manslaughter. He also killed somebody. It's also a murder charge, isn't it? Whether you made a big noise about it with a big 12-gauge shotgun, or whether you just took the knife and cut the person's wrist and left him to bleed to death. By Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah Ta'ala protect us. But yesterday, one student of deen, he was a little bit advanced in age. He decided to start his hifz. So he joined one madrasa last year in the second term. From then till Ramadan, before Ramadan, he had completed 11 paras, which is a lot. It's above average. In the first year of your hifz, to do 11 paras is above average. And he knew it so well that he even performed Tarawih. For those paras that he knew, he performed Tarawih in the madrasa where he studied. That means with his ustads behind him. And then in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, he sat for i'tikaf also. Now yesterday, I don't know what happened. He was a married man. He got married in Ramadan. This Ramadan that passed, he got married. Did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make a nikah in Ramadan? No nikah in Ramadan. Did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibit making nikah in Ramadan? No. So nothing wrong. Person can get married in Ramadan also. Long as iman is strong. So anyway, the person now, he got married in Ramadan. Now I don't know what happened yesterday. He was by the Musalla, by Eddie's uptown. You people don't know, no Marisburg people here. Yeah. You all don't know where is Eddie's uptown, you know. Yeah, Eddie, you're from Peter Marisburg. Right. So Eddie's uptown, he was by that Musalla there. He came out from there. And I don't know what argument took place with him and his wife, whatever disagreement they had. She took out a knife and she stabbed him. She stabbed him, not he stabbed her. She stabbed him. And he passed away. She stabbed him and it was fatal. It was a fatal wound. Right? And he passed away on the spot. She tried to run away. They arrested her. The securities arrested her. She is currently in custody, police custody. Right? And he is buried. Last night was his janaza namaz. They buried him. So this is what I'm saying. Murder. Now how murder can just take place? Allah Ta'ala protect us all. So if a person commits even a small good deed, the person will find it. Allah Ta'ala will not rob anybody. Any small good deed you do also, it will be there, it will be added to your account. And a guna, even if we think the guna is small, that guna also we will find it there. It will be added to the scale of evil deeds. Understand? So don't take these things lightly. So now we come to the tafsir, but we did some tafsir also, but now we come to the tafsir here. First we discuss the merits of this surah. So Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu anhu and Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu report that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Surah Zilzal, meaning Iza Zulzilatil Ardu Zilzalaha, it equals half the Quran. Now normally, we know about Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, it equals a third of the Quran. But if you read three times Qul Huwallahu Ahad, the sawab is like one whole Quran. But we don't know about Surah Zilzal. That Iza Zulzilatil Ard, this equals half the Quran. And قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ equals quarter of the Quran. So this doesn't mean that in Ramadan Sharif you'll just read قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ three times, I mean one khatam. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ three times, I mean two khatams. No. See, one is, you're not fasting, eh? Nobody is roza here. Yeah? You fasting? No. So now we can't talk about food. Alright, leave that example out. One is, I can't think of another apt example right now. So here I'll give you the example some other time. Right? Can't give you the example now. But he's fasting now. Okay, so those virtues that are given for those surahs, that is now you want to read to accumulate on your scale of deeds. You want to read to send isale sawab for somebody. But that doesn't mean we mustn't make khatams of the Quran Sharif. That's another whole different sawab now. To make khatams of the Quran Sharif, it's another whole different sawab. Right? So Allah Ta'ala mentions, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, when the earth will be trembled with its quake. So it is not clear whether this earthquake refers to the convulsion that will take place in the dunya before the first blowing of the trumpet, as is mentioned in connection with the signs of Qiyamah, or does it refer to the quake that will occur after the second blowing of the trumpet, when their dead bodies will be resurrected and thrown out of their graves. Narratives and views of the Mufassirin differ on this issue. It is not inconceivable that many earthquakes and many convulsions will occur. First, before the first blowing of the trumpet. Second, after the second blowing of the trumpet. Then at the time of raising the dead. Then too there will be convulsions and all the people will come out of their kubur. So in this surah, it probably refers to the second quake. And the context supports it because the surah later on describes the scenes of the day of resurrection, such as reckoning, weighing of the deeds, evaluating the deeds, recompense, etc. So Allah Ta'ala knows best. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, that the earth will bring forth its burdens. In Sahih Muslim, There is a hadith from Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the earth will throw out the pieces of its liver. What's being referred to? Gold and silver will come out like columns. A murderer who murdered for wealth, like, oh, every time you hear now one gangster drive-by shooting, they shot the other fellow, turf wars. So now what they murdering for? For money. You get robbers, sometimes they go into a home, they go into a business, Allahumma hafizna, right? They go and kill people to steal their jewelry, steal their money, etc. So a murderer will come on the day of Qiyamah and he will say, I killed for this. In other words, today this thing is lying here like dirt. Nobody is even claiming it. And I killed somebody for this. He will say this with regret now. The one who broke family ties. The auntie is not talking to her sister. Why? Because when the mother passed away, the sister took that one ring. And she wanted that ring. No, but Ma said, I must have that ring. Then the other sister says, who's your witness? You know, I was alone with Ma. Well, now there's no witnesses. I'm taking the ring. Now, they're not talking now after that. Now on the day of Qiyamah, they'll say, for that one small ring, I broke family ties with my sister. And now, today, I'm going to be answerable to Allah Ta'ala for breaking family ties. And today, tons and tons and tons of this gold is lying here. Nobody is even claiming it. How foolish was I? The thief will say that I got my hand chopped off for this. I went and stole. I was living in a Muslim country. They chopped off my hand for this. Today, it's lying here like dirt. So this is what is meant, that the earth will throw out its burdens. Right? With regards to the good deeds and the evil deeds, this we discussed it at length. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Masood radiallahu anhu narrates that this verse, that means, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ, these two verses, is most robust and comprehensive. Most comprehensive verse of the Quran Sharif. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu in a lengthy hadith reports that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to this ayat kareema as Al-Fadhatul Jami'ah. This is a unique, most comprehensive verse. Some ulama, they read this verse at night. They started reading after Taraweeh, reading some Nafal Namaz. Pondering over this verse, they cried till Fajr time. Whole night they spent crying, just repeating these two verses. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We stop there. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.